Welcome to episode 30.
30
of Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast.
With your hosts, as always, Chris and Ryan.
Absolutely. As we do our Indianapolis 500 recap of the 104th edition of the greatest spectacle in racing, you now have the two-time champ, Takuma Sato. So in this episode, you will get our full and complete rundown of the Indianapolis 500
and what we thought of it. And then after that, we get into a little bit of gateway preview, predictions, whatever you want to call it.
We'll cover both races. We'll talk about practice, and then we will pick our podiums for both races.
So we do.
Having said all that, as we drive back on the road from a football game, we hope you enjoy episode 30, our Indianapolis 500 recap and gateway preview. Here you go.
Thanks for listening.
And here we go with our Indianapolis 500 wrap-up. The 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 in a crazy year with no fans and just kind of weird.
Yeah, weird year, no fans there. Weird to see them going to turn one on lap one with no fans.
Right. So, but you got Takuma Sato bringing home the win.
Now a two-time Indy 500 champion.
Two-time champ for Takuma. And I do believe in our race preview show, we talked about Takuma Sato and said that one of the guys that when we always look up with like 15 to go and we look at each other and go, where the hell did he come from, is Takuma Sato.
And he was starting on the front row.
Right. And kind of went underlooked. And
the whole race, yeah.
So it was, it looked like a Scott Dixon runaway at the beginning.
Yeah, we can just start from the front or start from the beginning there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Marco took him to the green flag, and it took not even one corner for Dixon to take the lead. He passed Marco into one on the first lap.
Yeah, kind of the first couple rows looked kind of janky. I thought the back part of the field looked pretty good as far as the rows lined up. And they were really, I thought they were kind of close.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, man, it's going to be exciting going into the first turn here. But
yep. So Dixie takes the lead, and that's really the narrative for the first probably over half of the race is, you know, Dixon just dominating.
Right.
You know, Rossi working his way up, being in that top three most of the day.
And he got there, and then it was the Rossi-Dixon show. They just started going back and forth, passing each other for the lead.
So, I mean, we're sitting here thinking it's going to be another Rossi's there at the end. Can he get the job done against Dixon?
Right.
Sadly, that was not the case, as we know. Jumping a little bit, Rossi gets that pit lane violation penalty for the contact with Takuma.
Which I don't know. I don't know what really how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think if Rossi would have exited and stayed in the inside lane, he'd have been okay.
Yep.
Holy cow. We're driving back from our football game on Friday night, and the interstate just split here. So that's kind of, that was kind of weird. So anyways, I don't know about that penalty. It almost looked like Takuma was like, you know, halfway in the inside lane and halfway in the outside lane.
Yeah, it was weird.
And I think Alex Palou was coming. It was in front of, I don't know, it was just kind of weird. And I don't, me personally, I don't think he should have got a penalty.
No, he shouldn't have.
You know, and that just basically ruined his day.
Yeah, I mean, then the narrative became, can Rossi come back? And then, as we all saw, he ended up crashing out.
Yeah. If you listen to the Hinch and Rossi podcast, Rossi talks about that when he gets, after he gets his penalty, and that, you know, he kind of took away a lot of the credit that people give him for making all those crazy passes. And, and you know, he said it's very, it was very easy for him to go from like 27th to 19th.
Yeah.
That's easy. Then when he got to 19th, he said that he was just stuck. Right. There was nowhere else to go. And, you know, they talk about how they couldn't pass, couldn't follow behind cars real well, which created they couldn't pass. And that brings me to this point. You know, you hear all the time, you know, oh, well, that was a great race. Like Rob Miller, I love Rob Miller, but, you know, he's like, that's a great race. That's a great race. Even talking about last year's race. But when you listen to the drivers, and even the drivers are complaining about they can't pass, and it's been this way ever since we went to this universal aero kit. They can't pass like they used to be able to pass. And it's just, they just have to fix it. And it was like this before the aero screen. So I don't even want to hear anybody say that it's the aero screen's fault, because it was like this last year. It was like this two years ago. You know, 2 years ago, it was like this. And then they added the little wing flaps for last year. But that didn't do anything. You know, then they were like, well, you know, it didn't do anything because it was like 95 degrees outside. And it was too, just make it so they can pass. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's, you know, when the only people that are passing, now Takuma was passing cars.
Right.
But Takuma was up front most of the day. When you get back in the pack and you're the fourth, fifth, sixth car in line and you're stuck and the drivers are saying you're stuck, come on, man. You know? So, I don't know. Rossi ends up hitting the wall, and then...
Yeah, Rossi hits the wall. Going back, first yellow of the day, didn't take long to come out. James Davison had his crazy incident.
That was crazy.
Car caught fire, brakes or something went wrong with the tire. I don't know what it was, to be honest with you.
It looked like the brake just failed or seized up, and it created so much heat. Man, that was crazy. Yeah. That's like a magnesium fire or something.
It was weird. Other guys that wrecked out get through real quick. Erickson wrecked out about 24 laps into it. Excuse me. Dalton Kellett wrecked out. Oliver Askew and Connor Daly wrecked out.
Our boy, Connor Daly.
Got too low on the concrete.
Man, you know, that was just... I thought he had it saved, you know, and then Askew came in there and kind of smoked
him. Yeah, I think he was going to end up saving it.
And, but, yeah, I don't know what that was all about, you know.
Pillow ended up wrecking out. We talked about Rossi. Ed Carpenter had issues on the very first lap. Ended up going, I think, 13 laps down, but he was able to finish the race.
Yep, thanks to Zach Veach.
And then the last crash of the day was that scary incident with Spencer Pigot.
Right.
Which I was glad to see he was okay. That does it for all the yellows.
So what's your opinion on the no red flag?
I think it's the right call.
So do I.
It would have taken at least an hour, probably even way more, to be able to fix that, the end of the pit road wall.
Right.
You know, so you red flag it, you let the car sit there for an hour, hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours.
I don't know what the right number is for, you know, how many laps are left. Is it 10?
Maybe.
Is it 15? You know, when you red flag a race. But, you know, with four.
Now, I think it would have been different if the damage to the pit wall wasn't as bad and you didn't have to repair anything.
Well, even if they wanted to repair it and they came out and said, okay, we're going to red flag it, we're going to repair it, and there's four laps to go, and you spend an hour repairing it, you come out, you can't just go from red flag to green flag. So you got to come out and you got to come out and get lined up, get the field going under yellow. So you're going to lose a lap.
Right.
Right. So what are you going to come back to? You're probably going to come back to a green, white, a green flag, white flag start.
Yeah.
So you get, you're going to get one lap.
You know, in the, right. You know, people that complained about it honestly aren't, you know, true IndyCar, you know, old-fashioned fans.
Right.
You know, this is not the first time the Indy 500 has finished under yellow.
Right.
One of the best, Tony Kanaan's win was under yellow.
Right.
Many of, I think every one of Dario's wins were under yellow.
Right.
You know, so.
And it goes back well before that.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not.
I'm glad that IndyCar isn't.
They don't try to fabricate.
Right.
Or,
it's not staged.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't
it's
try
like.
To get,
I'm glad we don't have stage racing. I'm glad we don't have green, white checker. If, I mean, Takuma Sato was going to win that race regardless.
I think so.
Regardless. I don't think Scott Dixon could get around him.
No.
Takuma
had a good car.
I just don't. Right. You know, and he was going to be fine on gas, you know, from what he said. So.
Yeah.
But let's. Let's talk about, and we're jumping around here a lot, but that's okay. Pre-race ceremonies.
Yeah.
Just weird, man. And here's the thing that me and you did, because we had football that morning.
Right.
We had our coaches meeting. So coming back, we're on 70, and we're coming up on Hope Road. And I was like, you know what, man? We're going to go to the track on race day.
Yeah.
You know? We're at least going to go to the track on race day to say that, hey, we went to the track. So that's what we did. We got off on Holt Road, turned there on whatever that is that we turned on, Michigan Street or 10th, whatever that is. You know, took the back way in where you come out right on 16th Street right there by the track. And, you know, right where that gravel parking lot was that everybody was sitting. And there were a shit ton of people there.
There were a lot of people.
And that was cool, you know. So, so that was cool that we did that. And then, you know, once everything got started, you know, you got to taps was cool. You know,
yep.
It was just different, man, because it echoed in there.
Yeah,
you could
weird.
Hear the echo because there's nobody in the stands. You
right.
know, I thought the flyover was cool. There was a group of people, you could see it on TV, that released balloons.
Yeah.
That you could see the Thunderbirds, like, almost fly right through them.
Right.
You know, during back home again in Indiana.
Yeah,
so I thought
man.
That was cool, you know, that somebody had that much thought to, and it wasn't just like one or two balloons.
Right.
You know, it was a fair amount of balloons. You know, nothing like a race day, but.
Right.
I just thought I thought that part was cool, but you know, the whole driver intro, you know, even listening to Rossi and Hinch talk about that, they said that was probably the weirdest part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Was, you know, driver intro coming out to
nobody.
Nothing. You know, no cheers, no fans,
yeah.
no
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, you know, you had the Renus VK doing the old Michael Scott spin.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right? The old Dunder Mifflin spin.
Yes.
Well, you know, that was pretty crazy.
And speaking of Renus, he was going to have a really good day until he had that incident in pit road.
He was going to have a good day.
He was passing cars left and right up front.
Yeah.
He was sticking it on the outside, passing cars. It was awesome.
And he comes in, smokes it in the pits.
Yeah.
As
we kind of wrap up here, a couple notable guys.
Let's talk about the guy who finished in third place.
I was about to bring him up.
Yes.
Graham, it was kind of a weird day for Graham because you just didn't see a lot of him until like that last 75, 50 laps.
Right.
Out of nowhere, he ends up in the top five, then he's fourth, then he ends up third.
I was rooting for him hard, man.
And I think he had a car to possibly contend for the win if that race went green.
Yeah, I just...
You know,
I want Graham Rahal to win the five. And, I wanted to win the 500. But I'm going to tell you what, man. Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan is...
They're solid this year.
They're one of my favorite teams.
Yeah, man. For sure.
Seriously, they are. They are one of my favorite teams. I think they've got good people.
Yep.
I love Bobby Ray Hall. I love Graham Ray Hall. I just love that team, man. And I was so happy for them.
Yeah, it was a good win.
That they won. I'd have rather it had been Graham.
Correct.
But I take Takuma.
Yeah, I like Takuma.
Takuma's a good dude. And now let's talk about Rookie of the Year.
I was about to bring that up, too. Pato O'Ward.
Where'd Pato finish?
Pretty sure sixth. Yep, finished in sixth place.
And
he was running, I think, third or fourth at one point.
And we talked about in the previous episodes, you know, in our previews on Indy, we kept talking about Arrow McLaren SP and who'd they hire? Who'd they hire?
Craig Hampson.
Craig Hampson. Okay. He can get those cars around that track. Now, I think he was on Fernando's car.
Yeah.
But he's like their lead engineer for the team.
Correct.
So, Craig Hampson is a magician. I'm just telling you. So, good on Pato for winning Rookie of the Year. Takuma for winning the race.
Yep.
Scott Dixon, again, solid, solid day. Pretty much with double points, I think
he almost secures the championship.
You gotta think that it's gonna be,
unless he just has a catastrophe of a weekend coming up.
It's gonna be hard for him to give this up.
Yeah. So
if I remember correctly, he was running pretty good at Gateway last year when we were there, and I think he had some kind of mechanical.
Yeah, he did.
You can almost chalk up number six. Yep. To Scott Dixon, as far as the championship goes.
And before we completely wrap up, a few more notable position-wise. Santino Ferrucci with another good 500, finishing fourth.
And I would tell you this, again, listening to Ross and Hinchy. Rossi and Hinch's podcast. This came out of Rossi's mouth. And he said, it almost pains me to say this. This is what he said.
All right.
He said that it pains him to say this. Drive of the day at the Indianapolis 500, Santino Ferrucci.
Yeah, he started 20-something.
He said drive of the day.
Great drive from Santino
Ferrucci, which he had a good race last year. You know, he was obviously Rookie of the Year, so good on Santino.
Coming in fifth, storing up the field, I think, as best as he can, Joseph Newgarden. Let's see who else. Hunter A falls back to 10th.
A lot of pit stuff, man.
Yeah.
We talked about that, too, about how this year there's been a lot of mistakes on pit road. And when you can't pass hit IndyCar, you know, you need to fix it again. That's my rant. But when you can't pass and you lose a bunch of positions in pits, you're stuck, dude. You just can't do it. You know, and I think he had some issues on pit road. Hinch had some issues on pit road.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what Marco's issue was. He just dropped like a rock. Probably shouldn't have surprised anybody. But, you know, I was really hoping that he'd have a better day than what he did.
Yeah, for sure.
Would have loved to see Marco win that race. But, yeah, you can't have bad pit stops, man.
No, you can't. So... another guy storming up the field from 28th. Elio falls short of the top 10 and 11th.
Yeah.
We don't know if he'll be back.
Yeah. I mean, who knows with Elio, man? Who knows?
13th, speaking of the pole sitter, Marco, just another 500 where I don't think he had the car underneath him on race day to get him a win.
Where'd Pagenaud finish?
I was about to say 22nd.
He kind of tangled with Ryan Hunter A, didn't he?
I think so.
Broke his wing, had to come in and fix it. Yeah.
And then last notable guy, I think, two-time F1 world champion Fernando Alonso finishes 21st. Not a good day, not a terrible day.
Yeah, he lost his clutch.
Yeah, he had clutches.
He lost his clutch, like, towards the halfway through or towards the beginning.
I mean, he started in the back, so it was going to be a tough day for him anyway.
So it was hard for him getting out of the pits.
I think that wraps up this year's 500.
And that is it, man. You know, the next day we had the modified victory celebration with really nobody.
Right.
You know, I think the top three, did they talk to Dixon?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I caught the tail end of it. I caught Takuma, and I know they talked to Graham. But yeah, half the purse, you know, that it was going to be wasn't the full purse. So just, you know, kind of put a stamp on 2020, man, with this COVID stuff. And, you know, it's crazy for everybody. We're, again, you can probably tell by the audio, this is a mobile edition, but we're coming back from north of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and we coach at Mooresville, which is southwest of Indianapolis. And we had a football game that got canceled due to the other team that we were supposed to play had too many kids quarantined due to COVID. So our school had to find somebody to play, and we end up playing this other team almost 3 hours away from where the school is. So
yeah, so
this whole year, this whole COVID year has been crazy on everything.
Right.
And it didn't let up on the Indianapolis 500. Now, God bless Roger Penske and Doug Bowles and Jay Fry and Mark Miles for at least having the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, it just didn't seem like the Indianapolis 500.
Well, I think they did the best with it that they could.
Right, so.
And I'm excited to get everyone back out there.
Next year. So that'll wrap up the Indianapolis 500. Now we're going to just real quick talk about Gateway.
Let's see what we got here.
Did Connor lead practice today?
No, he was fourth.
Okay, when we shut it off.
Let me pull up practice.
When we shut it off, he was leading practice. Which
I think Pato Award led practice. Your top 10 in practice was Pato, Willpower, Scott Dixon.
Of course.
Connor Daly, Takuma Sato, fifth.
He won the race last year.
Jack Harvey, Alex Pillow, Marcus Erickson, Renus VK, and Colton Herta.
There you go.
So
So we'll see what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow's qualifying. I think it's 12:30.
I saw Connor send out a tweet today after practice when we were at our game. He said something along the lines of, they did a semi-quali run. I don't think they were fully trimmed or,
right,
you know, fully trimmed out. And he said the car feels really good. So
they should be. They were great at Iowa.
Look for Connor Daly to score another pole here maybe.
Let's hope. So same kind of format that they did with Iowa. They'll qualify tomorrow, Saturday. I think it's at 12:30.
Yeah.
On NBC Gold.
I think it's noon.
Is it noon?
I think it's noon to one.
So they get two laps. Their first lap will set the grid for race number one on Saturday. Their second lap will set the grid for Sunday's race, which we will be in attendance at.
That we will.
We actually get to go see a live IndyCar race this year.
You're excited.
This is like the fourth try for us.
Yeah.
Right? We were supposed to go to Richmond.
Didn't happen.
Well, we were supposed to be Indianapolis 500. Right. Didn't happen. We're supposed to go to Richmond. Didn't happen. We're supposed to go to Mid-Ohio. Didn't happen.
But it's going to happen.
Now, yeah, it's going to happen supposedly September 11th weekend. But now we get to go to Gateway, just like we did last year.
Yep.
So, DraftKings, again, if you want a good bet, I don't know what he is now, but Connor Daly, when I bet on him, was 33-1.
Let me pull it up.
So, I think I bet on three people so far, which thank you very much to Takuma Sato. And some other bets. I won $170.
There you go.
On the 500.
It's not even popping up for me.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll see. Here's who I bet on. Connor Daly. This was before practice. I bet on Connor Daly. I bet on Takuma Sato. And I bet on Pato Award.
1, 4, and 5.
Pre-practice. So, fingers crossed. Let's see let's see what happens here.
Hey, and another note on Pato real quick. Sneaky top three in the championship right now.
Yes. Double points sure pays off when you finish strong at Indy.
Yes, it does.
So, yes, Pato O'Ward is currently in third place.
Yeah.
In your IndyCar championship point standings. So, predictions, race number one.
Winner?
Who? Give me your podium. On the fly right here, give me your podium.
I'll say Dixon wins. I'll take Will Power second. I'll go Takuma third.
So Dixie, Power, Takuma. I'm going to say we get a Connor Daly win.
I figure that's what you're
watching. I got to keep saying it until he does it.
Well, maybe that's what's holding him back.
Maybe that's why I didn't bet on him to win the 500, did I?
I
picked Scott Dixon.
Oh.
I did bet on him physically on draft. I bet on about half the field. So,
right, that's what I was
but
say.
My pick was Scott Dixon.
Right.
To win the 500. I think when we did our 1 through 33.
Yeah.
So, my podium for race one is going to be Connor Daly, Scott Dixon, Will Power.
Okay.
Race number two, who you got?
Race number two, I'll take a Connor Daly win.
Oh, here you go.
I'll go with a Graham Rahal second.
Woo, there you go.
And then I'll go with a Joseph Newgarden third.
Joseph Newgarden third. Okay. So for race number two, I'm going with Scott Dixon wins, Graham Rahal second, Takuma Sato third. That's what I'm going to go with. So, if you're going to the race, enjoy it. We are going to
be there Sunday.
We're going to be there Sunday. We will do a live segment.
That we will.
From the track during the race or at the beginning of the race.
Yep.
We'll record a live segment for the next show, which will be the Gateway wrap-up show. So, hope everybody enjoyed the 500. Here we go with a doubleheader on Gateway. And then it looks like we'll have the Mid-Ohio doubleheader the weekend of September 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yep.
So, having said all that, we are out of here.
As we finish our drive home.
As we finish this drive home. You've been listening to Around the Outside.
An IndyCar podcast.
And we are out.